Euzubillahimineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Merhaba ya seyyidi Sübhane. Allah Sübhane ve Teala have collected us here together. Tarikat continues through association. We may make intention to say a couple of words that inshallah will benefit you and I. Because every single day that is passing, we are getting closer, one more step closer, one more step closer to our end in the dunya and to beginning to our eternal life. So Allah bizi nefsimize bırakmasın.
Amin.
Ya Allah, not to leave us to the hands of our own ego. Doesn't matter who you are that time. If you are in the, you are falling into the hand of your ego, you are in trouble that time. You will become in trouble, you will become a troublemaker. Because running to do things only according the way that your ego wants. And if that time you have some power in your hand, worldly power too, then you see what the world happened. Holy Prophet saying, one word, bringing safety to mankind. If we take him, just people running around saying, oh, this is Hadith Sahih, or is not Hadith Sahih, or Sahih, not fighting for that, leave everything. Take that hadith and look at it. Does it fit to ego or does it fit to the spirit? Is it supporting your ego or is it supporting your spirit? If it's supporting the ego, nobody has to say anything to you to know that it's wrong. If it's against your ego, to know that it's right. So what Holy Prophet is saying? One word. Oh, Ya Rabbi, do not leave me to my own ego, even if it's a blink of eyes. Blink of eyes, don't leave me to my own ego. If the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam saying that, what should we do that time? We are in big trouble that time. So we are asking safety and protection from the holy ones and trying to enter to the protected area that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya Eman, enter to the circle of protection. And we are not finding ways by ourselves to enter to that protected area. We are asking holy support. Holy support comes, holy association comes with the holy people. Three different associations. There it is good associations. One is holy association, that it comes with the Evliya Allah, and either with their presence physically or spiritually, or when we are using their word, their sohbet, that association becomes holy. Or it is having the association, and that is coming through Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Or divine association, it's coming from the Lord of the heavens, our Creator. And we are too far distant from that. We are just trying to enter to the area that is protected area. And once you enter it through that area, slowly, inshallah, you will make progress to higher stations. When we make correct intention, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though that little things that we do, small things that we do, He will take it, accepts it, and puts it into the oceans of those holy people, that they are worshiping and doing things correctly. And the little actions that we do, inshallah, when he's entering to their ocean, our little actions start giving value to us. It will be like going to a store and buying, not too much in America. Americans, they are very specific with everything. But if you go to Turkey and you buy 1 pound of rice, when you come home and then you start collecting the stones from the rice, so many stones in it too, they're putting little stones to get heavy. By the time you separate the stones from the rice, you find in half of the rice is a stone. But in counting, when they put it on the scale, they count to stones also. Stones is no good for nothing. But they count, and you pay for it. So our deeds and our actions is like those stones. No good for nothing. If you want to support your ego, says, my actions and my deeds and my intention is perfect, good. If you want to step on your ego and knock it down, say, it's not good. Is it good? According to what? When the Holy Prophet saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, O Ya Rabbi, do not ask me to worship you the way that you deserve to worship, because I cannot do. It is impossible. I will not able to do. And if we are taking just 2 rakat of prayer of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and putting in the one side of the scale, 2 rakat, and taking all other worshipness or all other prophets and awliya Allah coming together, salihin, righteous people, angels, malaika, all together, that they did it up till now, to putting on the other side of the scale, in divine presence, in Allah presence, that 2 rakat, what Holy Prophet is doing, it is more beloved to him than all combining all other ones. And the Holy Prophet is saying, Ya Rabbi, do not ask me to worship the way that you deserve to worship, because I cannot handle it. It is impossible for me to do it. So it is a good manner to know our weaknesses. Once we know our weakness, then we are looking to find a strong place to hold on to strong, I say, arkadaş, in Turkish, arkadaş, the back stone, that's what it means, friend. Friend means arkadaş, the stone that is behind, that is holding you, you can lean on it. So the people, they are weak, we are weak, we need to lean on something. If you're running to lean on a man, he's going to die. If you are leaning on the tree, it's going to get old, it's going to pinch. We have to hold on something, to lean on something. We must hold on to our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the other ones came to teach us how to hold on. And the beginning of the knowledge is to know who we are and what we are. And once we know who we are, at that time, we become knowledgeable ones in divine presence. Little that you know, it's okay. What do you know? I know, I try to know my ego. Now you are entering through the area that they're going to count you, the one that knowing what he's looking for. Because the ego is the big trick and trap is standing in front of us. Whatever we do, whatever station we may reach, that is the station of a man, is servanthood, nothing else. If you're looking for something more than that, then you are in big trouble. The highest station that the man can get, it's to be servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ending servanthood. Dünya ve ahiret. and whole key to go out from this world, to go out with that title. Not to say, I am this one and I am that one and I know this and I know that one and I am close to this one. So many prophets' children came, and their own children, they have not found safety because they became disobedient to their fathers, they became obedient to their own ego. Children of Adam. Habil, Kabil story, you know. Couple that we know. Nuh alayhisselam. Shuaib alayhisselam. Shid alayhisselam. All the other prophets that we are finding something, and either they are daughters, or their sons, or their wives became disobedient to them. When they became disobedient to the holy ones, to the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to bring us to protection, to protect the Darya, we are disobedient to our Lord. So then we are obedient to our own ego. That time you can do whatever you want. You may be praying not 5 times, 15 times a day. You may be reciting not 1-2 surah every day, half of the Quran. No good. It's not accepted. In Divine Presence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not accepting anything that is done through ego. Because ego is the first rebellious creature to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created ego and putting ego in front of him, saying, who are you and who am I? The ego declares lordship, saying, you are you and I am me. And Allah is teaching us, saying, take that ego, put that ego to punishment. Punishment side in the hellfire side. And ego is suffering 50,000 years, every Allah saying. It can be 40,000, doesn't matter. It's showing us the amount, and it's showing us the characteristic of ego. Ego is suffering so many years, and it's screaming, and while the punishment is there, it's screaming and trying to find way out. And when the punishment is finishing, Allah is saying, take that ego, put it there. Who are you and who am I? Instantly forgetting the punishment, saying, you are you and I am me. And Allah is saying, subhanahu wa ta'ala, take this ego now, put it in the hell, to the cold side of the punishment, not to the hot, but the cold side. Suffering on that side, that many years, putting it out again, forgetting right away, and declaring lordship. And Allah is saying, take that one and put it on the valley of hunger. 2 days. In 3 days' time, ego is submitting, going to prostration, saying, oh, you are the Lord and I am the creature. I am in need of you, you are not in need of me. Me and everything that you have created, my need is in need of you. I am in need of your sustenance. Everything that you are creating for me, you are not in need of me. 3 days. That's why from the children of Adam until Muhammad ﷺ, until Judgment Day, Allah is ordering for a mankind saying fast. Fast. Through fasting, you may take the control of your ego under your hand. And you may direct the ego to the right side. And you may write on it. You may make your created ego for a reason. Allah is saying. And you may make your long journey short through that ego. As Gaston of Yazid, Qaddasallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saying, O Yarabbi, how can I reach to you, to come to your presence? Very easy, Yahweh Hazid, Allah saying, step on your ego. As soon as you step on your ego has the power that no rokat has it. It will bring you instantly to divine presence. So the ego is there for us to bring us to higher stations. If we are using the ego correctly, then it will be like sitting on your own horse and making the journey short and easy and comfortable. If you're not taking the reins of the horse, reins of your ego under your hand, you will be like a person carrying the horse on your neck, going around carrying the neck and seeing, oh, so many children of Adam today, watching everywhere, they are carrying their horse on their neck. Where is it? And look with that eyes and you'll see. What did this eyes? But the other eyes, look at it. When you look at it with these eyes with ego, you're not going to see it because your horse is sitting on your neck too. When you look at it with the other eyes, saying, oh, how foolish mankind becoming. And look east, west, north, south. Children becoming Firaun today. Firauns, Nemruds, declaring lordship. That's what they did. Isn't that Nemrud and Firaun? What they did? They declare lordship. Isn't that the characteristics of ego? Yes. And we say at least they have been given some power. As Holy Prophet is saying, there is two good and two bad. Two good ones and two ugly ones. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the whole world power once in their hand. One is Nemrut, the other one is Firaun. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the power of the world and the authority into those ones' hands. And when the world, it was in their hand, the authority of the world, it was in their hand, and they were using with their ego, they became the most foolish one in divine presence. And Shaykh Mirana is saying, at least they have some power. He says, today's people have no power. Nothing. At all. Zero. Declaring lordship. Declaring lordship means supporting their own ego. Day and night. And they becoming Nemruds and Firauns. That characteristics maybe is good for those who's not following the footsteps of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but it will never fit to those people who is saying, I am Muslim and I am following the footsteps of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Holy Prophet saying alayhi salatu wasalam, what he says in the beginning of Sohbet, do not leave me to my own ego. Even if it's for blink of eyes, Ya Rabbi. So, the characteristic of ego is this now. We have to know from which side is coming, and we have to put barakah. Whatever he wants it, we have to do the opposition. Once we start doing the opposition slowly, then slowly we might train that ego. Then that time start coming to us through different ways, which so many people also falling in these days in it. But we say first, try to hold the reins in your hand. Then when it comes to you through a sneaky way, now you need a guide, you need a chef, you need a master to tell you now, you're doing this action, don't do this anymore, do this. Because now the ego is going to fool you now, not from the wrong jobs, but it's going to pull you through the right ways. It's going to pull you through your worshipness, through your zikr, through your dress. Watching some people wearing the dress of Islam, walking around, saying, oh, this one's ego is sitting right above his head. And when that comes, that time, different treatment must come. to that one. Because the ego is fooling the person through that way. The whole key not to get fooled by ego. Because the place for the ego, where is it? Fire. That's where it's going. And if we get fooled by the ego, we go with the ego to fire. So the Holy Prophet is saying, the believer will not get fooled, and he will not fool anyone. If you are a believer, you cannot get fooled. And it is impossible for a believer to fool someone, to cheat someone. You think the Holy Prophet is saying to us, when believer is not getting fooled, you mean that when you go to marketplace and the guy is trying to bargaining with you, trying to cheat you $10, $20 for that? No. So even if that one is bargaining, so I'm saying, here I give you 10 more extra. My sadaka to you. You need it. Don't think you are fooling. Yes, thank you. But the believer will not get fooled by his ego. Because says, while you are a believer, when the faith it is inside your heart, Shaitan cannot fool you. And who's the teacher of ego? Shaitan. Shaitan, whispering, putting, showing ways. And his spirit is supported through intelligence. And so everything in Islam built, foundation is built on intelligence. We are not Christians to say, you cannot ask this question. You ask the priest, no. It's sin, don't ask this question. In Islam, yes, you may ask every question. Know your limits. When you are asking the question, ask the question to learn. Not if you are a kindergarten a student and you don't know what is 1 + 9 and you are asking question from Jabir or mathematics. Even if they give you an answer that time, you're not going to understand. So don't ask that kind of question. Ask question that knowing that is going to give benefit to you. Benefiting you and others. And that is the person who's asking is rewarded. People who's listening is rewarded. The one who's giving answer is rewarded. Everyone is getting rewarded. So slowly, when you become a murid and your heart is connected now with your sheikh, that time you are finding that the questions are disappearing. And what comes to your heart that time, the question, then you'll be patient. You look, one day, first day, second day, third day, sheikh is one sohbet. You see, in that sohbet you're finding the answer. That is now higher state. You're going to higher station. Going. You're not spending your time with the small things now. You are going to higher station because in that association there is so many different level of people. And the sheikh is that one who is able and capable to give through his sohbets something to everyone. It may be porter sitting there and the king sitting, doesn't matter. It may be a scholar or the person just came in, doesn't matter. Everyone has to take something from that association, because that association is what? It's a holy association. And the holy association, everyone must take something. So the beginning, we say, Eyyuzu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The one who's speaking saying, one who's listening saying. One who's speaking, asking, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. I'm asking safety, Ya Rabbi, from this shaitan. And Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, I am pulling the swords of the angels against to that shaitan. And the people who's listening, saying the same thing, now that area is protected. Shaitan stays outside, because holy gathering, holy association, Shaitan cannot enter. It is forbidden. Holy heavenly divine gathering, it is forbidden for Shaitan. What's Shaitan's gathering? Malayani association. Association that the people, everyone speaks something from their own head. Shaitan is very happy that time. Whispering something to that one, saying, you speak, you stay quiet. You speak, you speak, you speak, everyone speaking. He's not accepted through Islam. Islam is ordering to us, one is speaking and the rest is listening. If while you're coming from that, everyone taking. Everyone is taking the knowledge what is coming out. So the knowledge is to us to learn to know ourselves. It's not how much we know, it's not how much we read, it's not how many books we read, especially in these days. And I read this many books, I leave those books now to the side now. Because majority of the books now, they have been poisoned. They put so many wrong things in it that it fits to your ego. It fits to ego. And they still planning to change more. Who's doing this? West started, the East helping them. West started because now West is seeing we cannot bring this Islam down. Only way to bring it down, we gotta play around with this book that they have in their hand. We cannot play with that book so much, then we're gonna start playing with the Hadith. They're still saying if it's Hadith I'm accepting, then we gotta play with other books. And this is what's happening today to Muslims, that we are falling, and this is time now to leave that kind of academic knowledges. It's not working anymore. Go to universities, finish, take the diploma, and while the ceremony, your ego is standing. Look, I have diploma. Yeah, that's the knowledge that you get. To show your ego up. One time I remember, Grand Sheikh came here, Sheikh Mevlana, first time, and some people came to Sheikh Mevlana, some helpers, and saying, Mevlana, what kind of title we should use for you? Because now we are making appointments to universities here and there, and you're going to go to speak. What kind of title we should use it for you? Sheikh Mevlana saying, no title, say, Sheikh Nazim. He says, yeah, I'm not calling myself a Sheikh, but because people calling me Sheikh, say Sheikh Nazim. Mevlana, we cannot do that. This is America. Everyone comes to listen when they see the titles. If they see Ph, PhD, DDD, DS, BS, they come to listen. Otherwise, they don't. Sheikh Mevlana saying, how a shaitan this ego is, this shaitan is, how foolish it is. He said, oh, fool one, I am saying to my ego for last 80 years, you are nothing, you are nobody. Because I just came to America and I'm going to speak to 10 people, you're going to make me to say to myself, I am somebody. Leave them. I don't want that kind of egoistic ones to come to listen to. They're not coming to listen in what I'm going to say. They're coming to listen what university I finish. I didn't finish any university. I'm just a humble servant. So this is for us to know, to understand, and who are we following? That kind of person we are following. And if we are really following that one, we must step on our own ego. No other way. If we are putting our ego up, one day our ego is going to bring us so down that we're going to crush everything. Everything that we did is going to come to an end. That's the characteristic of ego. He will not stop. Shaitan will not stop until brings the man through putting the dish around the neck, saying, with me to the fire. And we are asking safety, as in the beginning, We are asking safety. Ya Rabbi, save us from the tricks and the traps of shaitan, from our ego, especially in these days, in these times. There is so much confusion everywhere that is circling around. Make us to understand the knowledges that we know and to take those knowledges and to apply to our life, and do not leave us to our own ego. Do not separate us from the footsteps, from the ways of our Shaykh. Amin, amin, amin. Ve selamun ala mursalin. Velhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. El-Fatiha. Amin. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. We are here to remember Allah. We are here to be with Allah. Remembering Allah, to be with Allah. This is what we are here for, inshallah. Rahman. And we are practicing through the holy names of our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are trying to practice that way, that one day, inshallah, that the zikr through tongue, it may enter into our heart. If the zikr of Allah is enter into our heart, we will be counted from the people of Zakirun, the ones that they remember in their heart. And whole worship mess that we are running to do here and there, everything is just to be with our Lord, just to remember our Lord. And when you are remembering, Allah saying to us, when you are remembering me, I am remembering you. And when you are with me, I am with you. You are not separated. That time, your dunya becomes paradise. Your ahiret becomes paradise. Anywhere you turn, Ya Fettah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you that key, and you open, you enter. Anywhere you look with the nur of Allah, you will see, you will understand, you will know why you have been created. You will not have any separation. If you are finding, I am bored, I am tired, I am this, to understand that you are separated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you are bored. Time to time remembering, but most of the time, shaitan is there to fool you. And the one of the big trap in these days, especially in this time, shaitan thing, work, work. You have to find happiness through work. Because through work, you're going to have material power. And when you become rich, you're going to be happy. No, it's lie. Shit. Don't believe on that. Because if that will be the case, the whole Americans will be happy. But I'm not finding any happy American. I'm looking over. I remember first time when I came to America, over 30 years ago, we came from the village that you have to speak to, you have to give salam to everybody. You see all the elderly men coming, you have to kiss their hand. Doesn't matter, you know or you don't know. So you have to give, you are young, you have to give salam first. So I came first day down. I remember I went down to Bronx. I came, what is this? You should look like a hell. So maybe it's part of the hell. I say it's okay. I am seeing people coming. It's like I'm looking, no happiness in their face or certain. So still I have to give salam. Say, good morning, sir. He's shaking, he's not going, he's not saying anything. So maybe I'm saying it wrong. Trying to fix it again. Another one coming, one there, remember? One big black guy is coming. Good morning, sir. Good morning. Do you know me? MF? Oof. I said, I understand that word a little bit too, I say. So I go to somebody, I say, you know, I think I'm pronouncing it wrong. I'm saying to people, good morning wrong. They are cursing at me. How do you say good morning in English? So you're saying right. They're saying you're saying in the wrong place. The guy was also from Cyprus. He says, forget about our village. He says, that doesn't work here anymore. So you're not going to greet people? And mind your own business. Don't even look at their face. But I didn't change, alhamdulillah. I continue doing it. And 30 years later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through my patience, taking me and drawing me on top of the mountain of village, that everyone greets each other. Yeah? Everyone gives salam to each other, although they don't like those rednecks us, but they still give us salam. Hmm? Salam, come in peace. He gives salam. If they don't take it, it's okay. Their angels is standing next to them, will take it. And so don't be like the other Muslims again. Some Muslims saying, brother, don't give salam alaykum to kafir or mushriks, brother. I'm not the same. I'm giving the angels standing next to them. Salam alaykum, rahmatullah, barakatuh. Put these lights down, you might say, Allah.